From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon. President Obama says the United States isn't winning the war in Afghanistan, and he's opened the door to having the U.S. military reach out to some of the Taliban insurgents it's now fighting. Obama told the New York Times that the strategy, similar to the one General David Petraeus used with the Sunni militias in Iraq, would be much more complicated this time in Afghanistan. Cheryl Gay Stolberg is one of the Times reporters who sat down with the president, and she's on the line now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What exactly did the president say he would consider to improve the situation in Afghanistan?
Well, as you know, the president has started a review of his policy toward Afghanistan and Pakistan, and so he said he didn't want to preempt that review. But he did say that reconciliation with some moderate elements of the Taliban might emerge as an important strategy to be used there, and this would be kind of a mirror of the strategy that General Petraeus used in Iraq. And he, in fact, quoted General Petraeus. He said that if we talked to him, he thought that the general would argue that part of the success in Iraq involved reaching out to people that we would ordinarily consider to be Islamic fundamentalists, but who were willing to work with us, and that perhaps a similar tactic could be used with the Taliban.
Now, as we heard throughout his campaign, candidate Obama took some heat for saying that he'd be willing to talk to America's enemies, and certainly the Taliban would qualify there. Does this change U.S. policy in Afghanistan?
Well, I think we're seeing President Obama change U.S. policy toward our enemies all the way across the board. We're talking now about inviting Iran into the fold to talk about Afghanistan, reaching out to Syria. And so I think this is very significant. Certainly, if it happened, it would be a change.
Did the president outline what next steps he will take to determine if this is a strategy the American military will move forward with?
He did not. We had 30 minutes with him in the interview, and we tried to cover both foreign affairs and domestic.
Mm-hmm. Sticking with foreign policy for just another moment, Cheryl, administration officials were critical of Pakistan for the actions that it's taken to reach out to some in the Taliban. So how would the American strategy be different?
Well, I suppose that's a good question, except that in Mr. Obama's view, the idea would be to break off those who are moderate to work with us. And I think, as he said in the interview, this is a very tricky strategy. First of all, how do you find out who's moderate? This is a strategy that would be fraught with complexities. Officials would have to determine which Taliban members might be within reach of a reconciliation campaign. And this is a country, as we know, that is lawless and there are feuding insurgents. So it would be very difficult and delicate indeed. And in fact, in our interview, the president said that. He said the situation in Afghanistan, if anything, is more complicated than the situation in Iraq. It's a less governed region. There's fierce independence among the tribes there. And so figuring this out, he said, would be much more of a challenge.
Afghanistan has also pushed back its presidential elections. What was the president's overall tone as regards Afghanistan?
Well, he said quite pointedly that we are not winning there. We asked him a very straightaway question, are we winning? And he simply said, no. And I hate to characterize his tone, but I would say his tone was cautious toward Afghanistan. It's clearly the part of the world that he is devoting a lot of attention to. He's concerned about the situation there.
Cheryl Gay Stolberg is a reporter with the New York Times. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.